Here is the defendant, Tyler, and his plans for a fall wedding. He's agreed to put aside his decision on a reception hall in the Fort Wayne area and have his case settled here on Carrie's Court.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Okay. Whew.
So listen to this. If anybody's having trouble finding a place to get married, because you think about this for a minute, okay? Everyone wants to get married on Saturday, let's say, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say there's 52 Saturdays available in the city of Fort Wayne. Then you think, okay. Well, Friday. We'll do Friday night. Friday. Friday's fine. Well, then if you add up Friday and Saturday, that's 104 available days. Are there more than 104 couples in the city who want to get married this year? I mean, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Especially after the last 2 years where nobody could. So here is the dilemma. Carrie, are you listening?
I am. I'm ready.
Hi, Jim, Carrie, and Angie. I listen to you guys on the way to work in the morning and have noticed that people email you for advice to share on the radio. So I thought, what the heck? And here is my dilemma. My fiance and I are getting ready to book a reception hall for this fall. I need to save money on the reception, but I'd like to have an open bar. So it's a great party.
Oh, so considerate.
I can do it if we have the wedding on a Wednesday instead of a Saturday. Good idea or bad idea? Thanks for any help you can give us, Tyler. So that is where that is the question. And
well, speaking from a girl who got married on a Wednesday.
You got married on a Wednesday. Did anybody go to the wedding?
Yes. But not a ton. But yes, and it was definitely more affordable.
Maybe Tyler could afford it because there'll only be 10 people there.
I think that's how many we had, too.
That's a consideration.
Yeah. But, it depends. It depends. Carrie, do you want to take some arguments from the callers?
Yes, I think I've already got my decision.
Okay.
But, yes, let's do.
I am actually a wedding officiant, and I marry a lot of folks in Fort Wayne. And Sundays, a lot of people are doing Sundays because it's a lot cheaper as well. Mm. But, yeah, any day of the week, if that makes sense, your folks that you want to have there, they'll schedule ahead of time and they'll take off if they can. And then if you have they have to show up a little bit later, maybe they miss the ceremony, but they're there for the reception and you understand it because it's a work day.
Yeah. Okay, but the interesting thing you said is you're seeing more and more people get married not on a Saturday or Sunday. Is that true in Fort Wayne?
Oh, they're getting married Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But have you seen anyone get married during the week?
Oh, yes. All right, so I do elopements and also weddings both. Of course, elopements are smaller weddings.
Yeah.
Or simple weddings.
Yeah.
I do, in any one week, I do 2 to 3 of those.
No!
Wow! Okay, do they have an open bar?
Well, some of them do. I mean, because depending on the size of the location, what they're doing, it definitely is a lot cheaper than a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
In fact, I think if you reach out to some of these locations, they probably would maybe throw in certain things. The charge would be the same as if you're going to go on a Saturday.
Yeah.
But then they add a premium, like, we'll throw in the open bar.
Uh-huh.
Mm. 2 hours of bar, or we'll throw in, so many premium appetizers. But that's a conversation with those folks. But I definitely can tell you, every day of the week is an option to get married now.
So there you go from somebody.
Very nice.
I love it.
Somebody who, Doug, marries people every day of the week in Fort Wayne. So, Carrie, your verdict for Tyler?
I say that in today's day and age, anything goes with weddings. I mean, you have dogs as groomsmen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see wedding parties literally dancing down the aisle in the church to a couple's favorite song. So anything goes, right? So here's what I think. I think you need to check your guest list. If it's a smaller wedding, as this gentleman said, or if most of your people are from here in Northeast Indiana, have the wedding any day you want, because it's more than likely that they'll be able to, check ahead and get off. If you've got more people coming from out of town, a weekend wedding may be better because it's probably easier for them to get off and to travel over the weekend.
Yeah.
But if it's a local wedding or a smaller wedding, yeah, do it during the middle of the week. And if it has to be a weekend wedding, maybe you furnish the soda, the beer, the wine, and then it's a cash bar for mixed drinks.
Yeah, or use the dollar dance to finance the alcohol.
But I say go for it. Just check your guest list to make sure that the important people can make it.
All right.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic. Classic Hits 101.7.